T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. There's finally an agreement on the table. The LA School District and the Teachers Union has hammered out a deal on distance learning for the fast-approaching fall semester.
It took a marathon weekend bargaining session to get it done. Now the union rank-and-file members have to vote on it. So does the LA School Board. Some parents and parents' groups were upset about being left in the dark during the negotiations. Jenny Hans is with Speak Up, a grassroots parents organization. She says parents hope for something better than what the students had after the pandemic first broke out.
Live online teaching was optional in the spring, and we want to make sure it's not optional this fall. And it won't be. There will be some live online teaching. The question is how much?
The teachers had been adamantly opposed to an LAUSD proposal that would have had the teachers teaching from their empty classrooms. That idea was eventually scrapped. Haunt says parents don't care where the teachers are teaching from as long as they are safe and actually teaching the kids. In downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Suspended Los Angeles City Council member Jose Huizar has a date in federal court in about a half hour. He's expected to plead not guilty in a massive pay-to-play scheme. Prosecutors say he shook down developers, accepted their campaign donations, and in exchange helped steer their high-rise projects through the city approval process. Huizar is facing 34 federal counts, could face more than 100 years in prison if convicted as charged. The Orange County attorney who once talked about running for president, who once represented Stormy Daniels against the president, is in trouble again with the feds.
Attorney Michael Avenatti has been under home confinement living with a friend here in Los Angeles since about late April. The feds in New York did release him from prison prior to sentencing on attempting to extort $25 million from Nike. Avenatti was released because he has an underlying health condition that could be aggravated by coronavirus. Among the many rules from the federal judge, he has to wear an ankle bracelet. He is not allowed internet access or digital devices. However, this morning in a phone conference, the judge will take up allegations that Avenatti used an internet-connected computer. He denies the claim. Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
In Riverside County, fire authorities are expecting the battle against the Apple Fire to continue today. Since Friday afternoon, this wildfire has burned more than 26,000 acres with only 5% containment. Dry vegetation, low humidity levels, high temperatures, making it hard for firefighters to put the fire out over the weekend. And it's expected to be hot and dry again today with wind gusts in the 20 to 30 mile per hour range. CAL FIRE Captain Fernando Herrera.
Whole mountainside is covered with those heavy fuels, coupled with the steep terrain that's inaccessible at certain points. Even for our dozers, it's hard for them to maneuver and cut at such deepness.
The thick smoke can be seen from miles away. Now the South Coast Air Quality Management District has issued a smoke advisory warning residents about smoke and urging them to limit their outdoor activities. Authorities are also trying to determine whether an arsonist caused this massive fire. Witnesses had called 911 last Friday saying they saw a man walking around Cherry Valley igniting fires. There's trouble at California's unemployment agency where workers say they're overloaded and undertrained. and that an aging commuter system and confusing rules are stalling claims being processed. This is based on interviews from the LA Times and testimony from recent hearings. Some say they sympathize with callers having issues and have recommended they contact their legislators. The EDD says it currently has 4 to 6 weeks wait time for workers to call back customers with problems. The pandemic may forever change how communities and buildings are designed.
Sidewalk seating, parking lots turned into outdoor dining patios. Many restaurants may go back inside when this is all said and done, but some may opt for a more open air plan, especially in new buildings.
It provides opportunities for ideas to be tested that may not be more acceptable on a permanent basis. The other great thing about temporary spaces is that they can actually often sustain for long periods of time.
Faiza Modazim is a professor of architecture and urbanism and urban design at USC. She tells KNX that LA has a very car-centric design, but that may change.
So if more people are working from home, less people are on the streets commuting, then there is a great opportunity for us to sort of rethink of our urban space, especially street, to be used for functions other than driving.
She says major changes in design trends normally take a long time, but clearly 2020 is not normal. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA and Orange counties have seen their rates of hospitalizations due to the coronavirus vaccine in the past week. The LA Times reports the number of COVID-19 patients in Los Angeles County was down almost to 12% as of Saturday. In Orange County, it's down about 19%. Health officials say the decrease may be evidence that recent prevention efforts are working, such as business closures amid the resurgence of new coronavirus cases, in fact, working.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.